Module 9, Utilizing the Right Tools, Part 1. Every project requires its own set of tools, and social learning is no exception. Modern technology has provided greater access to learning tools that will improve social learning. With social media and concepts like gamification, social learning has taken on a new life. Using the right tools will enhance social learning. Mentoring. Mentoring is the classic method of social learning. Mentors teach by example and meet with mentees regularly. Mentors need to take their role seriously in order for the social learning experience to be effective. Roles of the mentor: act as a role model, advise, provide feedback, assist in problem solving, be trustworthy, be available, share experiences. Mentoring can be a valuable experience to both mentor and mentee. Mentors who keep open minds are able to learn from their mentees. Social media. Social media makes communication much easier, and this includes the communication necessary for social learning. Social media makes it easier to share information, collaborate with others, and provide comments or feedback. Each social media tool has its own use, but there is overlap between the different tools. Uses for social media: blogs, share information. Social networks, stay in contact and provide comments. Mobile technology, offers all types of communication methods. Wikis, facilitate collaboration. Critical thinking. Critical thinking is a useful skill that will enhance learning in the social setting. Critical thinking is a necessary part of the decision-making process because it identifies potential bias and helps people make clear decisions. The process of critical thinking requires asking questions, being objective, and keeping an open mind. Steps to critical thinking. Number 1, identify topic or issues being discussed. Number 2, evaluate your own comprehension and bias. Rewording information helps evaluate this. Number 3, consider the application of information. Number 4, analyze information by breaking it down into smaller components. Number 5, synthesize prior knowledge with new information. Number 6, evaluate information to make a judgment. Gamification. Gamification borrows from the process of gaming dynamics to motivate people. This playful system encourages problem solving by allowing you to earn points towards rewards with each accomplishment. The points you earn provide incentives to complete more tasks and earn more rewards. You can create your own life game by taking a few steps. Create your own game. Identify problems and tasks. List the tasks that you need to accomplish to solve your problems. Assign points. Assign a number of points to each task. Tasks that you are likely to avoid should be given more points. Assign rewards. Better rewards have higher points attached to them. For example, renting a movie could be 30 points, while purchasing a desired item could be 150 points. The rewards will depend on what motivates you. Keep score. Find a way that works for you to keep track of your points. You could use anything from spreadsheets to phone apps. Case study. Tim signed up to be a mentor in his organization. He met with his mentee for coffee, and he had high hopes for the mentee. Howard, the mentee, was enthusiastic at first. He took Tim's advice to heart and thanked him for his time and effort. After about 6 months, Howard was comfortable in his position at work. During one meeting with Tim, he offered to show his mentor how to use some social media tools. Tim was insulted and called social media a waste of time. They argued about the benefits of social media, but neither one would admit the other was right. This encounter strained their relationship.